All right, hey guys, I am canning today. I am going to be canning strawberry jam. And so here are some things that you need if you want to do it yourself. If you don't, then fuck it, go buy it from the store. I don't give a shit what you do. Here's what you're gonna need. You're gonna need a big canning water bath. So you can get an electric water bath that costs like $250. This cost me $50. And you just put it on the stove. So the first thing, so this is what you're going to need. And if you go on Amazon, you can get it for like $50, and it comes with all this neat shit that you need. So funnel for your jars, because trust me, you can't ladle that shit into these little jars without it. You need this. This comes with it. I don't use it, but it's to like refund the tops. But you, a child can get it tight enough. It's fine. All right, so you got your funnel. They do come with these little magnets for like your rings, because you're going to need rings. Rings, tops, jars, stuff like that. So, but you don't really need to sanitize these anymore. It was for the old school way of doing things where they sanitized everything. You generally don't need to do that anymore as long as you have clean jars. You need canning jars. Also, lots of sugar. Berries, you know, the shit to make the jam. Sure gel, that's all you'll need. Sugars, berries, sure gel. Simple. All right, so also you'll need another stock quart, big, huge thing. Stock pot. Another stock pot because you need to cook the berries. All right. Okay, so first step. You want to fill this with water that's going to cover all your jars. So do that first and start it, because otherwise you're going to be waiting an hour for this fucker to boil. Okay, so now that we have our water going, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to fill your sink with the hottest tap water you can get. So what you're going to do, why you want to do this, is the jars cannot be cold when the hot jam hits them. They will explode. They will. It's not pretty, and it's a huge fucking mess, and that's just not something I like to fucking deal with. Also, these jars, albeit they are expensive, but you get more than one use out of them as long as you do prep them properly. Back in the day, Grandma used to boil the water and all that, and they'd probably put it in there, you know, boil it, but you don't need to do that anymore because of dishwashers. Sanitization has gotten better. You just need to heat them up. So cut up your berries. We're going to crush them. I've already washed them, but wash your berries. I've already washed them. I just didn't get any video footage of that. But yeah, wash and inspect your berries. Make sure they're okay. Because sometimes these places that you go to, see, I missed one. See, that's fucking gross. Sometimes these places give you less than ripe berries. Okay, now that I have the strawberries all, my 5 1/3 cup strawberries all cut up, it's time to cook it. So let's do this. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna turn our heat on high. You want it high. I know, strange.
Because it gets everything I was taught.
Yeah, well, this is canning. This is different. This is not cooking. Canning is different. So, we're going to open our pectin. And what they want, what you want to do is gradually stir it in. Now, it does get a little tough at first to kind of mix it in with the berries, but just keep going. Just keep going. Gradually stir it in, yeah, no. All right. Okay, now our pectin is stirred in, and it's going to look something like that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to heat this on high until it comes to a full roll while stirring the whole time. Don't stop stirring it until it comes to a full rolling boil that you cannot stir down. So I will show you what that looks like when it happens. All right, so this is what it looks like. So it's not stirring down, obviously, so guess what? It is time to add our sugar. So you're gonna need 6 2/3 cup of sugar. Yes, it's jam. 1 2 3 4 5 6 1/3 and 2/3. All right. Now, we stir this in. Try to get it where you guys can see. Sorry. My phone holder is not the greatest, my little tripod. Try to scrape off all the sugar from the spoon if you left it in there, whatever. All right, and now what we're gonna do is we are gonna wait for that to come back to its full rolling boil, and then we'll boil it for 1 minute. And then it'll be done. Simple. And while this has all been going on, this is just about to get up to temp. So again, you want to constantly stir until it comes to a full rolling boil. Okay, so it's been about 5 minutes, and as you can see, it's starting to come back to a boil. But what we want this to have happen is, it's almost there, too. Oh, yeah, there it is. See? That's what you want. You want it to come to a full rolling boil that you can't move back. So what we're going to do is we're going to time this for a minute, and our jam will be ready to put into the cans. All right, so what I like to do to prep my station for getting the jars ready is I have my paper plate here to put my ladle, this bad boy, because it's sticky and I don't like it all over the place. I mean, you're going to be sticky by the time you're done. Like, I'm already getting sticky. All right, so a couple more things you're going to need now. You are going to need a wet rag, which if you don't have that in your house, ew, what's wrong with you? Wet rag, canning lids, sealing lids. These are rings. I'm sorry, not lids. Excuse me. Because I know the internet's going to come at me. Fuck you. Yes, rings. You're going to need rings. You're going to need lids. Fresh lids. Don't reuse. You can't reuse these. They have reusable lids, but I don't trust them. So, let's do this. All right, so grab your jar. Put this thing in it. Take your ladle. And what you're going to want to do is fill this jar to about 1/4 inch from the top. Now, they have fancy, like, ladles that will, like, tell you exactly where the 1/4 inch is. I don't know what happened to mine. Last year, my boyfriend put away all of my canning supplies, and I couldn't find half of them when I came this year. Back to it this year. So, I mean, that's my fault for not getting to it before him, but Jesus Christ, he does it when he first wakes up in the morning. I'm still groggy from having coffee. This motherfucker's putting away goddamn dishes. No, but I really love him, so I have to eyeball this now. That's not bad. So, be very careful. It is very hot. Let's see. That's about where you want it. Ooh. All right, next. Don't put your lid on. You want to take a rag and wipe off the top, because if there is any kind of food particles here other than just plain fucking water, it ain't gonna seal. It ain't gonna, the top ain't gonna pop. And you're gonna have a bad seal, and it's gonna go bad. You're gonna have a bad time. Reef this fucker on here. And again, you know, a child could do this. Reef it on there. Set it off to the side and continue on until all of this is in all of these. Okay, so I got about 7 jars here. So now our water is boiling. So what we're gonna do, this little bad boy will be your best friend. Bink. Okay, so it's been 10 minutes. Now let's take the shit out. This is where this comes in handy. I've also pre-laid out just a little dish towel to set them on so that water doesn't get everywhere, because it was in a water bath. Hello. Okay, I've removed them from their water bath, and now they need to sit out on the counter for 24 hours. Don't touch them. Don't touch the rings. Don't touch the jars. Just let them sit until you hear that satisfying little pop, because they will go pop, and you know it's sealed. If the top's still depressed, like when you open a jar from the store and it's, you know, not depressed, you know it's already been opened, right? Same concept, same thing, just different lids. Now we just wait, and y'all be hearing little pop, pop, pop throughout the day. I know I did it right. Follow along for more tutorials on shit like this that I love to do.